goes up your nose. It doesn't feel real good, okay?
On the lawn outside of the Lucy Sims Continuing Education Center on Saturday morning, nurses from RMH swabbed the noses of local residents inside a big inflatable tent. Lindsay Keck, a practice management coordinator at Sentara, stood outside with a clipboard screening the incoming clients.
We have it set up for being able to test two patients at a time, and we have 50 tests that are free. We have some information that they fill out on a sheet so that they can be contacted with the results, and then the test is very similar to a flu test.
There were 50 tests available at each of the two testing locations. Patients were told to expect their test results back within a week. By 11 a.m. in the Northeast neighborhood, they'd gone through
17 total, and I have two interpreters for, I would say, 9 of them.
Joel Luna is a Spanish language interpreter for the city. He said everyone who had come to get tested so far was surprisingly calm.
They're not scared at all, and they seem to be really pleased with the process. I'm glad that we're doing this. Whomever came up with this idea, they hit a home run.
Local resident Julia Bundy hasn't experienced symptoms of the virus and has been following health officials' recommendations, but she came to get tested just to know for sure.
It stings a little bit, but it's well worth it, you know? It's just a quick little sting and it's over. We need to work together, and it's an opportunity to find out what's going on. You think you're doing the right thing, but you don't always know. So yes, this is really good. I'm glad that they came here to do it.
Mayor Dina Reed, who grew up in the Northeast neighborhood, was also there on Saturday.
I'm glad that we were able to bring this to the Northeast. There's some people who may feel uncomfortable about going to the actual hospital, who may not be able to afford to go to the hospital.
She hopes the city will continue setting up free testing clinics going forward.
I'm hoping that this is actually the first round, that we will have another opportunity to bring more testing to Harrison. In order for us to keep the city healthy, we need to know how many true positive cases there are here.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy Behakey.